Come on. Let's go. Yeah. For those of you that want to know what Fred's all about, it's like this, y'all. Fred has 100% luck, 0% skill, 100% rich, shirt and leave if you will, 0% pleasure, it's his audience in pain. Here's 110 reasons Freddy's so lame. Fred comes from Detroit, a place that nobody likes. He hates the world, yeah, he's a grump on the mic. Wears dirty shirts on TV, and his face does not groom. Hates the socks and the pats, the doom and the gloom. And when I fill in, just let me add, he makes me feel bad, and sometimes sad. Says, name that band, how can you not know it, Roach? How about next time I say, hey, Freddy, name that third base coach? Uh-huh. When you go on vacation, your life sounds like a joke, cause your mama's insane, and you can't drive dad's boat. Yo! Don't ruin Milo by being his coach. If he needs to learn baseball, tell him, come see Dan Roach. Word. I call from spring training, why even bother? Cause all Freddy does is ask me about my dead father. Hits the JCC pool, showing off that chest. Fred, you should go on vacation to that place, Guitar Fest. Yes, I'm 10% Caitlyn, 20% Disney, 15% proud that I like Kenny Chesney, 5% Fenway, 50% ball game, and 100% reasons to remember my name, Roach. Yeah, Dan Roach here. Fred, call Dr. Leonard, cause I just ripped your hair out. But I'm feeling a bit guilty. Sorry, Fred. In fact, I have a quick song for you. Sorry that I made you feel sad. Sorry that I picked on your mom and dad. Sorry, Freddy T, I like you bad. Sorry about everything, but I hope you lose.
Fred, hello! Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Dan Roach is in for Rich. Which, by the way, it snows like, you know, 25 feet when Rich is gone. While I'm gone, it's 69 degrees.
When are you leaving? When are you leaving on vacation next?
Week from tomorrow.
Okay, good.
It'll be beautiful.
So, it is. If you are up, it is not bad now. There is very little snow on the ground, and the stuff that's coming down is not sticking. However, I guess things are going to take a big turn for the worse.
Oh, she's a-coming, Freddy.
So it was like 8 to 12 inches, and now they've changed that.
Now yes.
They've changed it to 20, 18 inches?
Something like that. Yeah. It depends on who you watch.
Keep going up.
Something, it's at least a foot.
If you watch Channel 4,
If you watch Eric Fisher on Channel 4,
yeah, eat fish.
Barry Burbank.
Another station is saying 12 to 18.
Sure. As I said, it's a foot no matter where you look, but it could be up to 20 if depending on what station you look.
I have a theory about what you should do. Now, the common belief is that stations should plan for the worst and say it's going to be the worst because then people get scared and watch. I completely disagree. I think that if you have the most positive forecast that people will seek that out. I certainly do. Like if someone's saying, oh, it's 24 inches, I'll scan around until I find someone who says it's going to be a foot.
a little cloudy in Boston
sure.
today.
Yeah, and then I focus completely on that. Like, I don't know why anyone would want to read about it being worse than if there was another place saying it wasn't going to be as bad.
It depends on what you have to do. Like, when we get out of here, we're all going to try and drive home. But if you're inside, and you're going to stay inside, and that's your day, you want to be part of the storm of the century. Whatever. You say, oh, look at that. I'm going to sit here and look at all the snow that's going to pile. It's going to be 2 feet, Mildred. And you call your buddies. Hey, call your friends in L.A. It's going to be 2 feet of snow here today, and I'm surviving it.
Well, if you're housebound and have a wife named Mildred, I'm going to guess that you don't have any friends on the West Coast. I'm going to guess that your
social circle.
The person you're
calling is named Mildred, perhaps.
Okay.
Right. They're all in Florida.
Yeah. I will continue on my take that
plus,
is.
They, you know, our guy, Eric Fisher, like, he's maniacal about trying to get it exactly to a T as far as how much it's coming down.
Well, maybe he should go back to
school. The line. Oh, Fred.
I'm just kidding.
Weather Channel guy, Fred. Don't besmirch the reputation.
That's right.
He was on the Weather Channel?
Yeah, that's he came here from the Weather Channel.
Wow, that is a jump. Well, last night you guys all stayed at a hotel.
Yes.
Jamelli, who was all at the hotel?
It was Nick, myself, Mike Lockhart, Dan O'Brien, and after he was done anchoring the news, Dan Roach.
All right, and so Nick was the one who got real drunk?
Nick looked kind of like that cartoon drunk when we were kids where the guy would hiccup every 5 seconds on his way back to it. That was Nick.
Yeah, when I hit the elevator button to go upstairs, Nick was right in the bottom part of the shaft of the elevator in the corner.
Curled up in a ball.
Yeah. In the corner. Hey, Nick.
Okay, but he was not.
No, he was not.
Because, you know, in our lives, at least in the recent past, that wouldn't have been something that was out of the question.
Right.
I mean, you could have.
Right.
I mean, that was very much a possibility.
What's the worst you've ever been?
Drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I've been real drunk a bunch, but the worst I've ever been is one time when I was in college, I woke up. This is the only time I woke up and didn't know where I was in my entire life. I woke up and I was in the shrubs outside of my fraternity house.
Nice.
Like, obviously, there was a problem with my key, and then I just was like, yeah, and I was, you know, it was Florida, so I just...
The shrubs are warm.
Yeah, I just woke up there, and I, like, freaked out, and then I looked up, and I'm like, oh, thank God. But then there's piecing it all together. There's the investigation. You have to investigate your own life. Like Memento or whatever the hell that movie was.
Memento, where a guy has the tattoo of what he's done and seen, yes.
Yeah, and now I'm the type of person that will just bother people and just go, and then... Because in my mind, everyone really cares about what I did or what I said. Not even what I did, but what I said. And then I think about it, and then no one, they're just like, you were drunk, idiot. Like, stop asking me questions. Like, who cares? Because they have their own things going on in their lives. But as far as I'm concerned, it's the only thing that they're focusing on was what I said to them last night. But Nick, so he was hiccuping around.
Yes.
You guys went to Buff's, obviously.
Best place for wings in eastern Massachusetts, absolutely.
I think it's the best place for wings in the country. And I've been to Buffalo, my friends.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So,
have they ever entered contests and stuff?
I don't know, Roach. Do you really have to answer a contest?
Well, I don't know.
Sometimes. Isn't it the satisfied look on your customers' faces?
That's true.
Did you get onion rings?
I did not.
John got his picture taken by a patron.
Wow, Waldick, where you at?
Yeah. Wow. That happened last night.
Now, only you?
Guy came over and asked me for a picture, yeah.
Not Roach or Nick or Mike?
Dan wasn't there. Dan had to anchor the news last night, so he
was at the garden. And I had a woman come up to me, this older woman who worked for the MIAA. It was there for the basketball games and the high school games. And she comes up, she goes, Dan. I'm like, yes. Just stay positive. Don't let Fred bring you down. Like,
how old is this woman? Wait, how old is this woman?
Probably in her 50s, you know?
Liar.
So, I swear 60s, to God.
70s.
No, you know me well enough. I know my audience. You know, okay. This is one of my younger demos.
Okay.
Fair enough.
It's like you're going older lady. Yeah. She's 50. As opposed to Dan, who's 25 years old. So, one of those old squares.
Right, yeah.
Unlike myself. Now, they sent you to the garden to cover the, was it basketball?
Boys.
Yeah, the high school girls and boys basketball, playing on the parquet. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for these kids.
Okay, yeah, but you had to go cover it?
Yeah, we put them on TV. Braintree, the Womps, won again.
How long did you have to stay there?
I just did, well, here's what happened. I got there at 4 o'clock or whatever. One game had just finished, and I watched another one, Mashpee and Pope John. The boys and then the girls came out, and I was supposed to go on with my sports cast at 6:15-ish, 6:18-ish, and the governor came on with a snow update, so I never went on.
So you were there for no reason.
Yeah, I had to go back to the station and do my stuff for the 8 and the 11. But it was good. It's not bad. You get to see them sit and watch the games. I was excited.
Well, Bird went, he was working at the garden last night.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
And Everett was one of the teams apparently.
Did they play Braintree? Is that what happened?
Everett played Mansfield. They lost, too.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's bad news. I'm sure a lot of upset people. How many people go to this thing?
Good amount. You know, but it doesn't look like it on TV. But
1,000 people?
Yeah, I would guess, you know.
Okay. Well, Bird went, we have some audio of him there last night.
Okay.
Talking to his people. Because, again, Everett is a very small place. Well, I'm jealous. I'm jealous that you guys got to stay at a hotel. I'm jealous that you had the time of your lives at Buff's.
Mm-hmm.
Nick apparently was drinking Jameson and getting very intoxicated.
He was happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was. Did he say anything? Did you guys talk?
Yeah, we talked. He didn't say anything like, oh, my God. Nothing like that.
Fred, it was more the noises that were coming out of him that were somewhat disconcerting.
Thanks for
I moved away from him at the bar at one point because of the motion of him hiccuping almost thought that something else was coming along with it.
Like, that's right. Dan was standing behind Nick and myself, and I looked over, and all of a sudden, Dan wasn't there. And I suddenly realized why that was.
So what was the deal with the hiccuping?
No idea. I was patting him. At one point, I had to pat him on the back. I'm like, you okay? And the bartender comes over to get him water. Here you go, son. You know, drink
this.
Did
they cut him off?
Did they shut you off, Nick?
No. No, he says no.
All right, so he was sitting there, and how long did it go on for?
More than a half an hour.
Yeah, and then it happened when I walked back to the hotel with Nick. He was doing it all the way back.
He hiccuped across the street.
He was doing it in the hotel, in the elevator on the way up. I mean, it was...
How long did it continue in your room?
I don't know.
Did you hurl?
Does he know the strategies for getting rid of hiccups?
As soon as he got to his room, he said they went away.
Okay, because that's a rookie thing. You got to be able to get... You plug your nose and you drink water until you can't breathe anymore.
But everyone in the bar... I mean, the bartender was like, hold your breath. You know, everyone was giving him advice.
Either that, you jump around the corner and go, ah! Scared out of him.
Is that the case?
That's a North Shore Merrimack Valley thing, Fred.
Well, of course. Everyone knows the Merrimack Valley.
Of course it is. Well, out in the western suburbs, Dan, we do things entirely different.
Up north, we do it a little differently there, boys.
It's old-timey. We play stick in a ball.
That's right. I wished I could have lived through that era. You know what I mean?
Where you would push
stick
like
ball
a...
in the streets. I would do that every
only
night.
Only black and white, three television stations.
Hey, Willie Mays! Who wants to play stick ball?
Nice cat. Take a trip to Polo Grounds, would you?
Right. Yeah. So wing, bada, bada, bada. Be fun.
Yeah.
You couldn't have played stick ball when you were a kid?
No, no one is the same. Wasn't, you know.
Did you play baseball with your friends?
Oh, yeah.
But you rather you didn't
without my friends.
How would you play?
I used to pitch off the back of our... We had the perfect siding where there was a good, 8 feet of cement. So I'd spray paint the cement with like a bullseye, a strike zone and everything else. And I'd have the old rubber coated baseball and then, do my little play by play, into the stretch. Looks in.
How old were you?
22. No. It's just, whatever. Little league age. And
a lot of time by yourself, just sitting there throwing balls against the house.
Yeah. Singing I Am the Greatest. Player of all time. You never heard that song by Kenny Rogers?
No.
Oh,
I missed a lot of his catalog.
It's one of the great baseball songs of all time.
Oh, yeah?
I've never heard this song.
Really?
No. I'm not even
Dan,
playing
can you
radio.
Find that?
I've never heard this song.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You go the gambler. I'm good with that.
When
I know
we
the
come
gambler,
back,
but,
yeah. A friend, Major Market D's coming.
Yes, well, listen, you've learned well. You've learned at the feet of the greatest.
What's Boomer talking about today, Freddie?
Toucher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich.
Sick.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recap me what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
Little boy in a baseball hat stands in the field with his ball and bat. Says, I am the greatest player of them all. Puts his bat on his shoulder
and he tosses up the ball.
And the ball goes up and the ball comes down.
Swings his bat all the way around. The world's so still you can hear the sound. The baseball falls to the ground.
Goes to the kid missed.
Well, what are you though, Fred?
Now the little boy.
So he sucks?
Doesn't say a word.
Yeah. So that's how it goes. And then at the end it says...
He goes and plays Major League Baseball and he ends up making millions of dollars and then turning to drugs and then... This and throw the ball against the house.
Well, that's when you pick it up. Remember, you said try to hit, throw it up and.
Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, you still have to do that if you're around the game. It's called hitting a fungo,
right?
But so this used to play in your head as you would
different songs and different play by play.
How did you come across this? Seems like a deep cut by Kenny Rogers.
I don't know. Dan might know. Dan O'Brien might know.
All right, what sign is that that's just going off? Are we off the air? Okay. We were just off the air.
Were we really?
Yeah.
Maybe they took the song as obscenity?
It's obscene to everyone's ears.
So it ends with, I didn't know I could pitch that good. You know what I mean? So he goes from being a hitter, because he can't hit it, to being the greatest pitcher of all time. That's the irony at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to country music.
All right. How did you discover this song?
I don't know. My dad used to be a Kenny Rogers fan, you know, the gambler.
Right.
So I just, you know, in the archives.
So your dad just had a big stack of, like, Kenny Rogers albums?
8 tracks.
And then you would go through them and...
Yeah.
Until you found baseball songs?
No, I just found this one.
Okay.
It's good.
When he died, did you take all the records?
No.
8 tracks?
No, because, you know, now it's... Then it was cassettes.
I don't know if it meant something to you.
No. Now it's cassettes, you just said?
Well, then it was.
Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, now it's cassettes.
You know what I have, though, is I do have... This is sentimental. Is I have a cross that he had blessed over in the Vatican.
Really?
Yeah. I took it from him.
You ripped it off of him?
Well, he had one when he died, and I started wearing that. It just didn't feel right. He had gotten me this, and I've worn this for 20-something years.
Do you take it off in the shower?
No.
You never take it off?
No.
Is it thick?
No, it's not too bad. No.
It's not like a Run DMC chain?
No. Like a David Ortiz chain?
All right. Okay.
What's up, Poppy?
Is that something you and Poppy can share? Yeah. Look, I got my own stuff.
Well, listen, God bless you. God bless you, Dan Roach. And God bless that necklace. And you know what? And Godspeed to your Boston Celtics. I'll tell you this, is that there are some injuries. What does Brad Stevens have to say?
When his knee went back yesterday, we actually thought live, and it hit knee to knee, but it buckled back. Did some tests on the court. Felt like he could keep going. I think he played the last maybe 2 seconds, but when he got buckled back on that deal, I guess tore a meniscus, and so he is out for the foreseeable future, you know, most likely out all season.
All right, Tice is out for the season. What does that mean? How long, what are we talking about here? What does this mean to the team?
Means that Greg Monroe gets a lot more playing time. And we saw a lot of Greg Monroe against Indiana, and he's not a guy that you want to lean on. There's a reason why Phoenix bought him out, and Phoenix is a horrible basketball team, and he was searching for someone to play for, and he's a bench player at this point in his career. So, you know, Monroe's not particularly good defensively, and offensively he has his limitations in today's day and age. He can't step out like most bigs can now and knock down a three. He's a dinosaur when it comes to that kind of thing. And you say what you want about Tice, decent defensively, can hit 3-point shots, stretch defenses. That's what the basketball, that's what the NBA is now. Monroe's not that.
I was going to say, when you guys talk to Danny Ainge every week, you know, part of it is where is he? You know, whether he's, you know, at the Pac-12 championships or in Europe or something like that. I think that was one of the more underrated signings that this Danny Ainge has had. You know, everyone was so big into Kyrie Irving and what happened and everything else, and Tatum and the draft picks. And Tice was a good player for the Celtics team that he found. Where did he find him? In Germany? Is that
yes.
Where? You know, so, I mean, kind of one of those under-the-screen guys that I think could be a big loss for this basketball team, and they're going through heck right now with all the injuries. So
yeah, I mean, they really are going through heck. H-E double hockey sticks for you, those who use kids cover your ears. Going through heck.
If you're out in the storm.
Well, thank God for protecting kids from the word hell. It's just such a bad word. That's the funniest thing you've ever said. They're going through heck.
Sorry.
Do you think there are parents, in all honesty, that like would get upset if you said they're going through hell? In all honesty, it just, were you like a big swear guy with your kids?
No. I mean, eventually as they got older. But
right,
no,
right.
Yeah, no.
Like, did you freak out like about, like if you were watching something and they said a swear, would you like freak out?
When they were really young, yeah. But okay. not like now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's like a handful of words. Anything
but there's
racial.
Some people that are like that.
No, I know.
Big time, and it's weird. Yes, and then they'll put on The Sopranos, you know what I mean, when the kids go to bed.
Right, exactly. But I just think it's funny. Like, hell's in the Bible, man.
Right.
It's part of the lexicon. I mean, you cannot avoid the word hell. Yeah, that's it. All right, Danny.
That's
good
like
for
when
you.
The whole Janet Jackson, the boob thing happened. You know what I mean? Everyone's in an uproar over that. Well, and then, you know, people are watching The Sopranos. Like, are you kidding me?
The Janet Jackson breasting, first of all, made my life completely difficult because then everyone got obsessed with any kind of sex talk at that point. And also, there's no way in real time that anyone saw anything.
Right.
I mean, that's just if
yes,
there if there wasn't VCRs.
Right,
or,
and you have people like going back, like, oh, I can't believe I saw that, and they'll call into the station.
I mean,
like,
I saw it. I was half watching it. I don't really watch the halftime shows. And I mean, no one, I don't think anyone at my house or wherever the hell I was realized what happened. But, and, you know, she had a big thing on the old nipple Rooney.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Marcus Smart is out with a sprained thumb. He keeps his hands. They're very fragile, Marcus Smart's hands. So is this a concern? Toronto is very hot right now.
Forget about Toronto. They're not going to catch Toronto.
Okay,
you're going to sit Kyrie Irving as long as you need to get him right, whether that be 2-3 weeks, whatever it is. And apparently he has nothing worse than tendonitis, and all you need is rest. But right now, short term, it's going to be bad. It's going to be real bad. I mean, they play the Washington Wizards tomorrow night. Let's say Al Horford's still sick, and that's he's ill, so he wasn't able to play, and maybe he won't be able to play tomorrow night against Washington.
What would you starting five?
But here are the guys you have available to you: Jason Tatum, Shane Larkin, Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris, Jabari Bird, Abdel Nader, Gershon Yabusele, Semi Ojeleye, Aaron Baines, Greg Monroe.
I've heard of some of those guys.
Those are the people you're trotting out there tomorrow night. I mean, and maybe you add Horford in to that. But still, I mean, the guy I worry about now is Tatum, because he is obviously a very good player, will only get better.
He's very young.
He's going to get leaned on a lot. I mean, there just isn't anybody else to score at this point, except Rozier, who's going to start, I would imagine, tomorrow night. So you have those two guys, and if either of those two guys get hurt, you're in a lot of trouble. I mean, it just, you're down to bare bones at this point.
Yeah, it's like Steven said, I think short term it's going to be tough, real tough.
Yeah.
Long term, they'll be fine.
The good news is there aren't a lot of games left. I mean, you're pretty much locked into the two. I mean, as we were talking about yesterday, Indiana's 7 back with 15 to go. I mean, it's really going to take something really weird to happen for the Celtics to fall out of two. But it's going to be bad. Celtics fans should prepare for this. The short term is going to be ugly. But the long term, you rest as many people as you can. You hope that Smart can play again. I mean, torn ligament in the thumb, sprained thumb, whatever it is. You hope he can play again, just because you need guys that know what they're doing out there at this point. But, I mean, look, it is what it is. You're locked into what you have, and you have to make sure that everyone's ready to go when the games matter. These next 7-8 games, in reality, don't really matter to you.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it would take Indiana having some kind of magical run and you completely falling apart.
This takes the top spot completely out of the equation.
And does that concern you, home court, the way Toronto's playing?
No, you need home court to beat Toronto, I think, in a 7-game series. But now, I don't think there's any chance to catch them.
All right.
It is what it is.
Okay, here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score tickets to see the 2018 NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Northeast Regional hosted by Holy Cross at the DCU Center March 24th and 25th. For tickets or more info, visit ncaa.com/frozen4.
It's always a good take.
Yeah?
I went to I saw BU UConn at Gannis Arena on Friday night. We didn't have an 8 o'clock news, so I'm like, yeah. Snuck out and saw some college hockey.
Wait, so where was it?
At Aganis.
Yeah, I've been to Aganis. So you got out of work, which you cover sports, and then you decided that you were just going to pop in there by yourself?
Yeah.
What do? You get yourself? Do you have to pay, or do you?
No, I called up Brian Kelly, the SID. He was fresh off a trip to the Olympics. He was in Korea. And I said, hey, Brian, said I got a night off, kind of don't have to do the 8 o'clock news on Channel 38. Can I get a pass? Sure. Came over, sat in the press box, saw Jocko, John Conley, John Powers, a bunch of people I knew. It's great. College hockey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then did you stick around for... Oh, so you couldn't stick around for the high school games last night?
No.
Was that disappointing?
Yeah. You know, I watched, Pope John and Mashpee was a good game on the boys' side.
All right. Well,
and then I saw Braintree and Central Catholic. Braintree with... They're a powerhouse. The Womps.
There's no such thing as a powerhouse.
They are.
A New England team in any sport.
And some idiot parents tried to get her fired.
couple years ago. Have you not watched Everett football? Come on now.
Yeah,
Everett football, very strong.
You pop them in Florida, they're a championship every day.
I know. You said powerhouse team. Powerhouse for this area, perhaps?
That's right.
I will admit, there are no basketball powerhouses here nationwide.
If you took Everett and you put them in Texas, Ohio, Florida, Michigan.
They'd go undefeated if you asked Bird.
Listen, Bird played.
Maybe seven and three, Freddie. 7-3.
If they're 5A... in one of those other states?
5A is the largest, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, 7-6-4.
Okay, so if you take California, Michigan, Ohio,
Texas.
Florida, Texas. Yeah.
Texas and Florida probably, right?
Absolutely. I mean, anywhere. I mean, they're not going to be as good.
Yeah.
Like the only places where they would probably win is when they have to play like 8-on-8. Like those places where they don't play the real game.
The Knoxville Greyhound, whatever the guy in Texas. Is it six on six? Eight on eight.
You might as well pop Tennessee in there, too, if you're going to go for more places that they wouldn't win. Anywhere in the South.
Did you ever call high school games?
No.
Down South or anything?
No. No.
Was it above you?
I never wanted to. First of all, same thing. It is above me. No, I never wanted to do that.
Thanks, John.
No problem.
Are you at all aware of my career? I did not grow up with the intention of doing quasi sports talk radio.
Oh yeah, you were smoking weed and playing guitar in the studios, right?
Yeah, that's right. I like WKRP in Cincinnati. Is your big?
He's Dr. Johnny Fever.
I just picture Dan Roche's opinion of what was going on rock radio. Like, just people going, little puff puff.
This is awesome.
You were a DJ.
Yes, on Rock 93 WCGY.
Now, were you miserable the whole time?
I was scared the whole time because I was the only person in the building in Lawrence.
Yeah, well, try being in Cumming, Georgia back in the day. Yeah, being the only person in the building. It's like I was afraid of Deliverance. One time there were these limbs going down off of trees, and they said that they started blocking roads, so I just turned off the station and left.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't getting trapped in Cumming. I told you I did a show called, I probably never told you this, called Swap Shop. They only let me do it one time because they thought I made fun of everyone too much. But these are real calls. There's a bull or like walking down Highway 32, so be careful, there's a bull. And someone called in and they said, like, I got chickens. One's sick, but the other ones are all good. You ain't got any other ones sick.
And people called in?
And that was the only time anyone called in. I would have tickets for shows in the afternoon, and literally no one would call in.
That's awesome.
We had one guy that called in. I had one guy that called in every day who asked if it was going to rain. That was
you have like a core of people like that that are just, they're coming, right?
It was one guy that called every single day and asked if it was going to rain.
Which you try to picture in your head, where is he? What kind of house does he have? Apartment?
Well, I kind of,
what's he dressed up?
I kind of got the vibe of what was going on with the guy.
I mean,
he was a fairly young person who was calling in to say it was going to rain. I don't think everything was going, peaches for him.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I turned the station off at night. I had to
shut it down? Yeah, the buttons?
I had to press a button to lower the frequency, or not frequency, but lower the power of the station.
Yep.
At a certain point when the sun started going down. And then when I got off at 7 or 8, I had to hit a button to turn off the station.
Wow. And one time that's it what rained. We had to do, too. I had to do that up in Lawrence.
And then one time it rained, and I went out into the shed, and I was talking to the engineer, and he told me that there was a pull generator that I had to pull.
Oh.
And to get the station running again. And now, looking back, I thought, it was all hillbilly music, and looking back, apparently it was all these cool groups that all the kids are into.
Really? Like Florida Georgia Line and stuff?
Yeah, that was exactly what it was.
Yeah.
It was like Ryan Adams, it was Whiskey Town, Sunvolt, Uncle Tupelo. You know these groups?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know you're a big country guy.
Right, Brian Adams, right?
Yeah, Brian Adams cuts like a knife. One of the most disturbing videos of all time.
Nah. Oh, sorry.
That was out of nowhere. You big Brian Adams guy?
Oh, yeah, I still love him.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You like that song, Everything I Do for You?
I don't know if I remember that one.
That's
it was on the Robin Hood, right?
That's the Robin Hood soundtrack song.
Oh, sorry, I don't know the cover and the jackets and all the songs that are on it. You guys like recite them like you know them, like the back of your head.
What jackets?
I don't know them.
The jacket, the album jacket.
It fell jump.
Take off the plastic
no cellophane. Required. You know? I think is
that's
what
right.
I know.
There's
that.
No way you don't know that song. When I worked at the half off card shop,
we're gonna have to have Dan dig it up. All right.
Yeah. When I worked at the half off card shop one summer, they had on like the equivalent of Kiss. You know, Kiss 108 or whatever it is, Maddie Channel.
Yep.
And they played the same songs like every hour. It just repeated the same songs. Yep. And that song drove me insane. Everything I do it for you. And then eventually I just found out there was a huge storage area in back, and I would just put on headphones and fall asleep in the storage area. No one ever said a word. No one ever said a word. I had jobs I got fired from. I've probably been fired 15 times.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That like how do you bounce back from that? I've been fired once and it was devastating.
Because I've never gotten fired from a real job.
Oh.
Yeah. I've never been suspended on the radio.
Really? You?
I've gotten other people fired.
People come to your house though. Hmm?
They did. They tried to get me fired.
This.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Of course you know that. Of course you know. Yeah.
Did you ever serenade the bride with this?
No.
Look into my eyes. It's amazing he's not around anymore. Torturing the world with his stuff. You mean
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
But he might as well be, as far as the public's concerned.
What is if he listening right now?
Huh?
What is if he was listening right now?
Brian Adams?
Yeah. It's not nice to say.
I'd kick his ass. I'd challenge him to come here down here and I'd
now
kick his
start
ass.
Looking out for Brian Adams.
I'd throw him in the snow. I'd say, come here, you Canadian.
Canadian hick.
You Canadian hick.
Pock-faced hick.
It's like the summer of 69 when I knee you in the balls.
You know what, Brian? Everything I do.
I'll curb you.
To beat the crap out of you. Everything I do.
The quarterback domino has fallen. The first quarterback domino has fallen.
Yeah, we'll be back with that after this, huh?
No.
Sure.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
A big year for free agent quarterbacks, sort of unprecedented. And so apparently a lot of people into Kirk Cousins. But now I'm reading that there's only two teams that have really inquired seriously about Kirk Cousins, and it was the Jets and the Vikings. So Denver and Arizona, according to one person that I read, and it might have been Pro Football Talk, so I don't believe them anyway. But obviously Denver, if they were interested in Cousins, knows he wasn't going to go there because they have gotten Case Keenum, of course, who had great success with the Vikings, which makes me think that the Vikings are going to end up getting Kirk Cousins, which I think is a sign. If he takes less money to go to the Vikings, I think it's a sign of weakness. The idea if you're a quarterback and you're that important, and look at what Brady's done with out much of a supporting cast, and obviously Kirk Cousins isn't Brady, but if you're a quarterback and you're that important to your team, you're in a position that's that important, you shouldn't be like, oh, I want to jump on some bandwagon where I can, you know. No, you should feel that you are the difference, that you can go to a team and be the difference maker. Now, if all things are equal, or it's just a little bit of money that's difference between the two of them, then go to the better situation. But to take less money to go somewhere that you have no history with and that you have no ties to just because it's going to be easier to win, I think is weak.
It's strange you talking about Keenum going to Denver. I mean, what does this signing mean for them? Keenum isn't a difference maker.
No.
He's not. So what Elway apparently is doing is, A, telling everyone that his drafting sucks. You know, he's got a bunch of quarterbacks that he drafted that
Paxton
won't start.
Lynch. I mean, it's just not going to start.
Yes, yeah,
and he was a first-round pick.
You'd have to believe that Keenum was signed just to get Denver through the next 2 or 3 years.
Well, that's what it
until
is.
Until you figure out what it is you have.
That's right. It's a quarterback that won't make mistakes so their defense can win games.
Yes, well, that's exactly what it is.
The defense is getting older, so I mean,
they don't want to rebuild.
Not, right.
No,
well,
that's the thing, is they don't want to go through a rebuild. So, yes.
What I think they've done, though, in this case, is guaranteed themselves pick 13 or 14 at least for the next four drafts.
Right.
And in order to get better, you need better picks, do you not? I mean, it's not as much in NFL as it is in the NBA and whatever, but in the National Hockey League maybe, but I would think if you're Denver, maybe you want to take a step back, get yourself a top 10 pick or a top 5 pick, and really retool a little bit while Von Miller's still young. I mean, why be mediocre while Von Miller, you know, transitions from his mid-20s into his 30s?
And now Buffalo holds two first-round picks. They just flip picks, so they apparently have the capital where they can move up high in the first round and take a quarterback. So look for Buffalo to move up in the draft. Lockhart, if you could take one quarterback in the draft, who would you take?
I probably would go with Baker Mayfield just because he's a gamer. And he doesn't have a ton of flaws. And everybody wants to compare him to Johnny Manziel. But I don't think that's a fair comparison, to tell you the truth.
All right. And who do you think will be taken? In what order do you think they'll be taken, the quarterbacks?
I think they'll probably end up going Darnold. Then it's a real tie. I don't know. I honestly, because they're all kind of jumbled in there with all their flaws.
Someone's right. going to take Allen way too high.
You know, somebody's going to reach on him. Then Rosen will end up somewhere in the top 10, probably in the back end of it. It's a weird draft this year.
It's funny. The things on Rosen is that he grew up too rich.
I know. He doesn't care as much. He doesn't care about that. Right? That's his flaw. He's got the skills, but he doesn't care as much. Darnold cares a ton, but makes too many mistakes. Allen physically is great, but he can't. I mean, he can throw the ball to the moon, but he's not accurate. And Baker Mayfield has everything, but he's too short. I would take Mayfield. I agree with Mike. Yeah.
Darnold is. I mean, Darnold played at Wyoming. I mean, he couldn't get.
Darnold played at USC. Allen played at.
I'm sorry. Allen played at Wyoming.
I mean, a year ago we were talking all these guys. You know, get ready for this crop coming in, and none of them flourished.
Yeah. Now there's talk of a running back going number one. Yeah. So what are you gonna do? But Case Keenum, so all I can say is look for the Jets to not get Kirk Cousins and then have Buffalo pass them in the first round.
No, what do they do, Fred?
And take their quarterback. And then, the three quarterbacks taken ahead of their pick and then sitting there and scrambling and getting Allen and saying to themselves, oh, boy, here we go. And then, but he's a developmental guy, so they'll get McGowan and he'll play another 2 years and eventually Allen will become nothing and he'll be a big stiff.
Throw 25 picks.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he'll be a big stiff, but he's got the arm and the size. Unfortunately, he can't play.
You like that? You like that?
I don't think Cousins is that great anyway. But, you know, I just think people are head over heels because there's never a somewhat successful starter that's available in free agency.
It's crazy, again, how much the NFL is a coach quarterback league. It's all it is. All it is.
The idea that Kirk Cousins can be the highest paid football player is really nuts.
Everyone get in on the high five party.
Just a big nerd listening to Creed and high fiving people. Disgusting. Bird went out yesterday to where Dan Roach was, but then Dan Roach cruelly had to go back to the studios. Mm-hmm. Bird went out to talk that Everett was involved in some sort of basketball situation.
State semifinals, Fred. Where are the finals? It's a quiz from yesterday. Where are the finals?
Worcester.
That's right.
No, they're in Springfield.
Oh, sorry, even better.
Oh, they're in Springfield?
I thought they were at the DCU Center.
They used to be at the DCU Center. Now they're in Springfield. Why aren't the state championship games at the Garden?
Well, we had
the final.
What is in Springfield?
The Basketball Hall of Fame. It's where the game was born.
I understand that the basketball. Where do you play, though?
At the Mass Mutual Center.
And what is that?
It's the place where they play.
It's a third grade book report.
That's the best answer ever.
No, it's a third grade book
That's
report.
Fantastic.
They built a building. Is there an arena in Springfield?
I guess.
Now, who's
maybe the old Springfield Civic Center? I don't know.
Why? Why is there an arena in Springfield?
I don't know. Well, the hockey team, the Springfield was the Indians for a long time. They've been
the AHL team, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but are they there anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Springfield, what are they now?
So, I don't know.
Lumberjacks or something?
An arena exists solely for an AHL team? Must be nice.
Dude, you're the best.
No, he's not. All right, Bird went out to see how many people knew him. We'll have that for you. That will come up. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Touchdown! Score!
From the Town Fair Tire Studios, Boston's home for sports is WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5.